नमः श्री परमहंस स्वादित चरण कमल मकरंदाय भक्तजन मानस निवासाय श्री रामचंद्राय ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुषावहै ओम शांति शांति शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं वंदे ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय मुक्तये नमः। वर्स 23 यत्र काले त्वनावृत्तिमावृत्तिं चैव योगिनः प्रयाता यान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि परतर्षव। There are meditator who meditates upon the Brahman. Saguna Brahma Upasakana, Nirguna Brahma Upasaka. The Brahman with attributes, one who meditates upon that, Ishvara. And Brahman without attribute, Nirguna. So both these yogi, one is Karma Sannyasi, one who is renounced all action and pursuing knowledge and also doing upasana. Another who also pursued some form of knowledge, satsanga, and following yoga buddhi, doing karma. So these two fellows, what is their gati? Gati means the place where they will reach. The gati means as such travel, but it means what, after traveling, where, what place they will reach. So the very route indicate the goal. The goal also indicate the route by which you reach. Also means here. So here Bhagavan Shankaracharya Maharaj introduces this last topic, Prakrutanam Yoginam. Prakrutanam means under discussion, those yogis. Here the word yogi include both. What? Those who are sannyasi and those who are karma yogi, both are. And very beautiful compound uses, pranava aveshita brahma buddhinam. So in the pranava, one who has aveshita, one who has totally superimposed, there's this pranava Om is Parabrahma. This is from again Pranavohi Sharodhanuhyatma. Upanishad itself says this is the best upasana, meditation. Etad alambanam shrestham. Etad alambanam param. This alambanam, this taking the support of this mantra pranava to meditate upon the Brahman, it is the best among all, called pranava. Aveshita brahma buddhinam. This is parabrahma. Like when you utter the word Narayana, you mean Narayana. Or even local name, Mr. John, then you means what? It reminds me called in Sanskrit they call Abhidana Abhideya. Abhideya is Mr. John. Abhidanam is what? Name John. So everything has its own name. So when I say Om, the amount, the knowledge you have in your buddhi, information about the Om, that much only the way you will chant Om and see that meaning. This is very interesting. Everybody says Narayana Namostu Namaha Astu Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. I surrender to the Narayana. Now the surrender and unto the Narayana, the level of surrender and level of understanding, they go directly, correct? If I know Narayana as only some form, Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari, then the result also I will get will be that much only. But if I say Nara Avachinna Naraha, Tadeva Ayanam Yasya Sa Narayana, this self-conscious person itself is the Lord. If I see the meaning more and more like that, therefore for me, surrendering to the Narayana is understanding the identity between me and the Narayana. Therefore, the word Namaha, the word Narayanaya, the word Bhagavate, unto the Lord, all these are highly loaded words, and how much loading you do, that much result you get. So this is again, as the person with the Shastra Jnanam, with the scriptural knowledge, his insight is growing every day, so all these words and this meditation become what? Different dimension day by day. Greater the dimension, better the result. Greater the dimension, better the result. That is upasakas. Upasakas started just simply Brahma is Parabrahma is Bhagavan. Lord is very auspicious name. Pranava is auspicious name of best name for Lord. But slowly he learns that akara, ukara, makara, amatra. It has got full a, u, ma, om. Then there is silence. Om, silence. Including this silence, there are four. A, u, ma, and there is no letter amatra. That silence also included. So this has become completely om. And you have to chant only two matra. Om. Om. That's only two matra. And silence. That makes it complete. Now this person was chanting this pranava with the meaning that A is waking, U is dream, and Makara is deep sleep. How do you say that? Because when you say the A, you have to open your mouth. Therefore waking all comes out. When Ma, you can't say Makara, open your mouth. Can you say? No. Therefore what? Everything resort deep sleep. So A and Ma, Makara, become what? Waking and deep sleep. So in between, little effort is there. O, A, O is dream. Your memory is up without you being up totally. That is called Ardha Vikasaha. That's Swapna. So Akara, Ukara, Makara. And in all these three are variable. They are variable factor. Jagra, Swapna, Susupti, dream, waking and deep sleep are variable. And what is invariable is what? That silence. A is there, silence is there. U is there, silence is there. Makara is there, silence is there. All these three are not there, silence is there. So it pervades all the three and it is independent of the three, that amatra, om. And the silence is Parabrahma. And all this world also said, is yad bhutam yaccha bhavyam, all is pervaded by the same Brahman. That is called, so much understanding if he has, for his chanting Om is what? More and more understand. Now he sees more and more, waking, dream, sleep, I am constant. I am avikrita chetaha. A consciousness who does not undergo any modification. It is always kutastha. That is me. This come and go. And they do not disturb me. They are because of me. I am unaffected consciousness. My hand moves in the sky. Does it affect the sky? Space? It comes and goes. Space is invariable. My hand is what? Variable. Like that, waking comes, dream comes, sleep comes, consciousness comes and goes. It is always there. It is always there. Nothing can displace it. Nothing can replace it. And everything can displace in time. But time doesn't displace awareness. That is why nitya, vyapaka. Even his person is not recognized very clearly, but he has got pranava aveshita brahma buddhinam. What happened? He wanted moksha only, nothing else he wanted. In 6th chapter, Krishna has, Arjuna has already asked question, sir, people who have given all the means and ends to gain anything here and afterwards, by taking sannyasa, you don't pursue anything locally, neither you want anything above, after death also, you are not interested. And sarva sadhana parityaga, sadhana sadhya parityaga, I don't want heaven, and I don't do anything which can gain me heaven also. Both is given up. Given up the job and given up the money also, which job can give you. All is given up, this fellow. And pursuing knowledge. Now Arjuna was worried about these people. Those people are not worried. Arjuna is worried. And he is asking question. Krishna, yes. Suppose they don't gain freedom. And what happened? Now they are not able to do any proper action to gain anything in this world. Already resigned long back. Neither heaven ticket he can't get because no punya is done. Only Vedanta I was doing, and Aham Brahmasmi doesn't produce punya. See, understand one thing. If you understand Aham Brahmasmi, if you chant, does it produce punya? No. Only because of punya you listen. And that punya goes away, only Brahmasmi is there. It doesn't produce punya. Understand, very dangerous. See, because of punya you listen Aham Brahmasmi. And Aham Brahmasmi, listening doesn't produce any punya, any great merit, it doesn't produce. Therefore, ato brahta tato brahta, he doesn't get anything out of it. So here is the person, Arjuna is worried. Suppose he doesn't get the moksha, which you talk now, right now here, he gets freedom. And this person did not made it. Some problem is there, some problem is like that. Still some attachment to the grandson is there. Little something is there. He has given up house, everything, but still worried for what? My children don't take proper care of my grandchildren. It is their child. Let them worry. No. Swamiji, I can't give up that. Something is there still hanging there. There for what? He doesn't get clarity, is not there. See, once you are attached to anything, afterward your mind cannot be in the scripture. It will be where? Therefore, people always put the purse and everything outside. At a few minutes, look, purse is there or not. Means what? Means what? Their mind is where? Something draws your attention all the time. Therefore, when you are learning Vedanta, is to constantly go all the way, building up prakriya. Mind will not stay with the subject matter. Ekagrata abhava. Then vishaya, vishaya cha, buddhi mandyam, all these are reasons. he doesn't make it. What will be the lot of this person? The kalantara mukti bhajam. Bhagavan says, don't worry. If he doesn't make anything here, and he has not done anything to gain here or hereafter anything, he can't get heaven because he has not performed any rituals. He can't get anything here also because what? Already taken this sannyasa? What will be the lot? Krishna said, don't worry. Those who don't make it here, I will see that they make it later on. Where? Brahmapattaye kalantara mukti bhajam uttaro marga. For them, there is a special call. They call north and south. The two names are given. They travel to the north. North means what? To the Brahma Loka. And what happened to the Brahma Loka? Brahma Loka is the top. Top means maximum punya is there you reach. One good thing about what I said, you have to understand. Whether you like it or not, but when you attend these classes, even if you don't understand, attending produces punya. Mahavakya doesn't produce punya, but attending classes produce what? Punya. This is the best punya I like. Because you are not doing anything and getting punya, correct? In India, our taxi drivers are very happy. When they are waiting, they are not doing anything. They are just sitting and listening to the radio, and the bill goes up. They like that. So when they are driving, they burn this gas. But here is kya? You sit and relax, and waiting charges. Very good. And if you want to do some business in India or here, I found no investment, maximum profit. Do you want to do this business? Do you know that business? Yeah. It's called naturopathy. Yeah. You call people to pay $1,000 and he has to do fasting. Don't allow him to eat anything. Only little, with some dal somewhere you boil, and so much from this much cereal, you boil so much big volume of water, dilute it, this is good for you, make him drink 12 glass of that, hold this fellow is fasting, and you are making money out of him. Can you imagine? For fasting, why should you go there? I don't understand. People go to naturopathy, they fast, they take nothing and give him $1,000. I will do that job, that's the best job. You fast and I get money. Whatever. And I put on my weight. Anyway. Best business. This is also like that. You come to the classes and you just sit half the time sleeping. But still what? The punya is produced. They say it produces more punya than yagyagadi. But Mahavakya aham brahmasmi chant, it doesn't produce punya. It will be understood. But all this effort made to understand this thing and exposing to teaching produce punya. That's the difference. That punya and his chanting pranava with the Brahma bhavana, pranava aveshita Brahma buddhinam uttara markah. He goes to the north. And that is to be said, kale. What time? Here kala is all the way. What route? What path he will go? Vivakshita artha samarpanartham uchyate. That is to be told to Arjuna. That is he is going to say. Therefore Bhagavan Shankaracharya said, avritti marga upanyasa itara marga stutyartha. Very beautiful. You understand? Stuti means praising. Extolling something. Now there is always, when you want to praise something, you will do what? Censure something. See, between these two, there is one flower here, another flower here. Suppose I say, between these two flowers, they look same, that is the problem. Anyway, suppose I say, between these two flowers, this is very good. To say this is very good, I have to criticize what? The yellow is no good. Not good for mind also. This fragrance is not good. It creates a lot of allergic. This Like that, if I keep talking, I am praising what? Another flower, correct? Therefore, that is called like Swami sitting here and this background is blue. It does what? It helps Swamiji to be out. Suppose same color they put behind. What will be the problem? You won't see me, okay? And you will close your eyes after a few minutes. Rama, Rama, so much orange. So between this flower I can, this is like a lemon. This is not lemon. You know, America lemon, you understand. My car is lemon, this is lemon. So all I can say. So praising something, instead of I do ninda of another thing, that is also praise. Very beautiful thing. So here he said, I am going to criticize, Bhagavan Krishna is going to criticize the avritti margaha, the path by which you go and come back, or path by which you have to have keep coming and going, that continual coming and going. This is 100 times better than that one. And by showing another, he is praising what? Uttarayana. Why Uttarayana? Because moksha not here, freedom not here. At least later when you get, freedom is the greatest thing to get. Today you get it or tomorrow you get it. The freedom, moksha, is the prized thing. Any other moment in the samsara, you may have everything in samsara, but I am limited, that itself bothers me, correct? I'm cut to size. And there will be always fellows who are equal to me, then I'll be jealous of him. And they are lower than me, I'll be proud of me, I've got what? I'll be very arrogant to them. So all this samsara problem is there. You can see in Shastra, the Indra is the lord of the all the gods, demigods. It's called Devanamapi Raja. Vajrahasta Purandaraha Indraha. But this fellow is always jealous. His name is Shatakratu. If you do 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, you will become Indra. That's a minimum the qualification. Shatakratu. Anybody doing Shatak, suppose I start doing Ashwamedha Yajna, Indra will come to know, oh, Swami is doing, then he will do what? He will do something, obstacle in my ritual, so that I don't displace him, and he can have his position. It's same election problem. So, last night you work out, something you do. So same jealousy is there. So many stories are there. Aage piche hai. These all problems are there. But here is the one place, where there is no competition, there is no comparison. Sannyasi does not compete. Why? There is between, suppose somebody trying something for finite thing, another is working for infinite. Between these two, between finite and infinite, there is no comparison, no competition also. But yes, tutyartham, between these two, here, Bhagavan says, avritti marga upanyasa itara marga stutyartham. Now you already read the verse, now we'll go to meaning it. Tu, whereas, yatra kale, I will tell you what is the time, the root. Yogi naha, this poor sannyasinaha and karma yogi, both. Tu yatra kale yoginaha prayataha. You go to second line then. Prayataha yoginaha. The prayata is prayataha. Ya is to go, ya prapane. Yata, gone. Prakarsena, yata, very well departed. Who? Yogis. Who has departed from this body? Yanti, gacchanti, they reach. Tam kalam, that time, that root. What is that root? Avrutim. One goes by the path or by the root where there is a anavrutim, no return. Another is what? Avrutim. Now Bhagavan Krishna is telling Arjuna, I will tell you what is the time, what is the root of no return and also the root, the time of return. Who get? With the departed yogis go. I'm going to tell you. Here, make a note, the word kalaha in all the three verses going to come means path, root. Route you call here. Route, okay. Margaha. Another meaning for the kala here is devata, the deity, who are identified with the time. The deity, Shuklaha, then you will say Agnihi, Jyotihi, all these are names of the deity, but which represent what? Time and the root. Be very careful, otherwise confusion can happen. Now look at it. Pujya Swamiji says here, when you buy ticket, there is one ticket is what? One way. Other is what? Round trip. Correct? And airlines is happy when? One way or round trip? They always, see, between round trip and one way, they keep hardly any difference. So they will buy what? Return ticket. In India we call, here they call round trip. Round trip. In India we call what? A return ticket. See, return ticket, one thing is there. You can go late or need not go, okay? By giving medical certificate, you can do something. Here is not like that. You go to one swarga and say, I will not go back. I will remain in heaven only. No. You can't become permanent there. Because everybody comes with a visitor visa there. In heaven, there is nobody is permanent, including Indra also. You can't become citizen in heaven. You can't marry local woman also there. Ramba Urvashi. Because she is also on a temporary visa. So don't plan all that thing, okay? Your same trick will not work there. So that trick will not work there because everybody is, they stamp you the moment you go, you will stay so many days, and days that months are over, you are coming back to what? Back to Manhattan. Again back to the same place you will come back. But other fellows are there, they go, and they never come back. Anavrutim. And 99% will be what? Therefore, you need not worry. Somebody goes, vapis aayega. Don't worry. This fellow will be what? The only thing, you won't recognize that person. He will come in a different form. Next time, crow. It will be crow. We don't know. Yatra kale. I will finish. I want to finish this verse, okay? Yatra kale prayata iti vyavahitena sambandha. Yatra kale yoginaha, and the departed soul prayataha, that you have to connect to that. The time to the yatra kale, when the yogi departs, goes. What are there? Yatra yasmin kale anavrutim. No return. Anavrutim is even. Anavrutim, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, apunar janma. Is not born to anybody hereafter. He goes, no more birth. For us what? Punarapi jananam. Then what? Punarapi bharanam. Punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Iha sansare bahudustare kripaya pare पाहि मुरारे, ओ लॉर्ड प्रोटेक्ट मी अगेन बर्थ अगेन इन द मदर्स वूम्ब एंड अगेन डेथ, आई हैड इनफ ऑफ इट, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू इट अगेन एंड अगेन. देन डू वॉट, पाहि प्लीज रक्षा माय, देन डू वॉट, स्टडी वेदांता. स्टडी वेदांता अपुनर्जन्म न जन, पुनर्जन्म है. वाई नो पुनर्जन्म, टू गो ट्रेस बैक, इफ योर कर्मा पाप पुण्य योर एक्शंस द रिजल्ट ऑफ देम इज accrued इन योर अकाउंट, इफ इट इज देयर टू exhaust देम टू गो थ्रू दिस एक्सपीरियंस यू हैव टू बी born, यू कांट डू एनीथिंग. यू got अकाउंट, वी ऑल got अकाउंट. In the account, what is there? One is punya, going to give you very comfortable, conducive atmosphere. Other is called what? Papa. Just to positively give you what? Difficult situation. And where you have to undergo pain, mainly meant for you. You are living in America, and you got all the comforts in home, and the winter, punya, and papa start, light goes off. 7 hours, no light. And you can't go out, and you are what? Frozen in your own home. Refrigerator is better. You are so frozen. That is called what? Papa. They don't come separately, they come in between. Sometimes I get in the aircraft, an aircraft is waiting in this, for the takeoff, and something happens, some ice and all the thing. 7 hours where you can't go back to, they won't take you back there, they can't take off, and air hostess will not give you anything unless it take off. And there you are what? 7 hours. You got first class ticket from here to India. Lie down and go. You are so happy. You go inside, plane take off, and there are fellows with a gun. What will you do? Papam, correct? You are eating very good rice, clean rice. One stone come in between, what? Papam. Don't think they come separately, they come like that. So, in our account, what are there? Both are there. You prepare to come for the class, and you have started already. And a flat tire. What? Punyam? Everywhere it is there. So here, Papa Punya is there in my account. An astrologer can tell you a little bit how they are going to unfold. They will tell you. That's all the 12 houses, they will look your 12 houses and say, now it will come like that. And now it will come like that. And you are worried now only. So everybody has got so much carrying on his head. If it is there, I have no... Swamiji, I do one thing. All the punya I will exhaust. And papam I will distribute. You can't do that, okay? Punyam you can distribute if you want. Papam you can't. You have to undergo that. Na hanyate bhogam vina iti agaha. Papam is there. Therefore, doer who has created them is there. And because of ignorance, he thought himself to be doer. Avidya is there. Avidya, kama, karma. Now this self-knowledge knocks off the ignorance, the cause of all the thing. Then agency, doership goes away, enjoyership goes away, and therefore all this action and the result cannot attach to him anymore. So number one, now freed. Number two, he goes to Brahma Loka. Brahmaji gives him Upadesha and he knows that I am limitless and I am free from agency. Therefore, agency gone. Kartrutva is gone. Voktrutva is gone. Therefore, born of that, all my karma waiting to fructify. Also what? Vidyate Hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante Asya karmani, all the karma also come to end, is freed, where? In Brahma Loka. Other fellow, वापिस आएगा सॉरी तद विपरीत च एव आवृतिम योगी से ऑल दिस इज आई एम कॉन्स्टेंटली गिविंग यू टू पिक्चर वन फेलो इज फ्रीड ही इज आनंदा ही हैज नो प्रॉब्लम ही इज नेवर बॉर्न अगेन ही हैज नॉट टू सफर एनी मोर दैट इज अ प्रेजिंग एंड पॉजिटिवली टॉकिंग हाउ अदर फेलो सफर्स. Now if we have both the discussion, I am doing stuti for what? Praising what? Therefore, you better try for what? Self-knowledge. There was stutyartam. Yoginaha iti yogina sannyasinaha karminaha cha uchyante karminata gunataha karma yogena yoginam iti visheshanat yoginaha. Oh, Gita has got mainly two fellows in the discussion. One is karma yogi, who perform action as a performing duty and wants freedom. Another fellow is there who is what? Already mature, so given up all the action, pursuing knowledge alone. Third is there who is not interested in freedom, he is interested in means and end, are following proper means to get the right end. The fourth fellow is there who is out of the whole thing, already free, already sthita pragya. We need not talk about him. So four fellows are talked. One is a kamakami, other is a mokshakami but karma yogi, another is mokshakami but what? Sannyasi, and fourth is what? Kritakritya. These are the four fellows talked here. Here again he brings only two. One who is doing karma with proper attitude, another was given up the karma because for self-knowledge. For them, what is the lot? Here he said, yatra kale prayata prakarsena yataha what? Mrutaha dead. Yoginaha. One thing is there, whether you are wise or otherwise. If I am not wise, then I am what? Otherwise. All has to drop the body. There are no two things in. Whether you are wise man or not, body has to drop one day. But the wise person has made it, so body drops, he has no travel. Yogi travels, both the yogi travels. One who goes to the place where he gets self-knowledge is released from there. Other fellow goes up and what? Upar jata hai, niche aata hai. That is going to talk. Yatra kale prayata mruta anabruttim yanti. No return. Yatra kale prayata avrutim yanti tam kalam that path bakshyami. Who is talking to whom? Lord Krishna to Arjuna. He gives one more name. O Bharatarshava. Now here, people who do not know Sanskrit, they will say, oh, the bull amongst the humans. Oh, bull amongst the Bharata. Suppose you tell somebody bull, you become what? It's a rat rake for him, correct? You tell him a bull and he's really big guy. And you are what? They'll make powder out of you, correct? Afterward. But this is the praise. So here, Rishabha Iva Rishabha. Understand? That's the meaning. In the herd of the cows, if there is one bull, he stands out, if you see that. It's a huge, big horn, majestic, and moves slowly. It doesn't move quickly like cows, slowly moves, and is very strong also.
very muscular. That is called what? He stands out. His whole Bharata clan, I know all this from, I am a lord. You are the best. Who is telling? Because Yudhishthira is still worried about a lot of things. Bhima ready to fight. Sahadeva Nakula looking at astrology. These fellows are, one fellow is very good astrologer. He called his new day. All these fellows are busy in this thing. You are the only one asking question. And you have surrendered to me. Therefore, you are what? You are the best. And I also chose to be your sarathi. See, Krishna had a special love for whom? Arjuna. He doesn't praise him, but he said, you are the best among the Bharata. From Raja Bharata to you are the best. Why? You stand out. That's a beautiful title given by Lord. Not you are the bull. Okay, doesn't tell, say it to be bull. Now he starts. Agnir Jyotirah Shukla. Shambhasa Uttarayanam. Tatra Prayata Gacchanti. Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. I'm just going to read today, okay? Dhumo Ratristata Krishna. Shambhasa Dakshinayanam. Tatra Chandramasam Jyotihi. Yogi Prapya Nivartate. So he is showing the two paths. And one is all shining, all light, all amazing blessing. And going by that, the yogi do not come back. No more birth, last death. Now see, you are chanting the mantra. Te brahma lokeshu parantakale paramrutat parimuchyanti sarve sarvatah muchyanti te brahma eva loka brahma loka, one meaning. Or brahma lokeshu, that also meaning is that going to brahma loka, te brahma lokeshu parantakala. Parantakala means what? Parantakala. Now no more end. Last time they give up the body. They are not going to take any more body. For our is what? Parantakala or aparantakala? You decide. Okay, why I should tell about you. So, for all other fellow is what? Aparantakala. For this person, parantakala. He goes, te brahma loketu parantakala. Paramrutat. By the knowledge of Amrita, Parimuchyanti is freed all the way. That's called praise in Upanishad also. There also Krishna says, another fellow is what? There even the path is also what? Smoky, dark, and in the year we have got two, this thing, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana. From January to July, Uttarayana. One comes, the moon, sun moves to north, they're called beautiful, all auspicious. Another is what? Dakshinayana. And the month also, what? The dark and the bright, correct? Krishna Paksha, Shukla Pakshama. In the day also what? Day and night. So this fellow dies during night, taken away by the south, and in the Krishna Paksha, and then goes to what? Places and there, suffers a little, enjoy, and do come back. This fellow goes as a royal, beautiful red carpet treatment, and all bright and beautiful, goes to the Brahma Loka, and Brahmaji also, Brahmaji must be inspired, because we get 100 students, he might be getting one or two now and then. So you know, he learns from Brahmaji, and Brahmaji four heads, so he doesn't get tired, neither coughing. If one head coughing, stop. Next to it, start. So, Brahmaji advantage. And four heads. And you can't escape. If you do look here and there, other head will say, kaha dekhta hai. So, see, when I look here, this person can do whatever they want. But four head means you can't escape. So, Only he has to, suppose he sneezes, forehead will sneeze, that is our problem. But this is the advantage, Brahmaji. Char Ved, see, he knows four Veda, therefore forehead. That's a way of symbolism. He gives you knowledge, and once he gives you knowledge, one good thing of Brahmaji is, if he gives knowledge, it takes place immediately. We give knowledge, happen probably here, not elsewhere. But that is the advantage of Brahmaji. But one thing is there, how much travel is there, correct? So which is better? Here is better. Here is better, and you in Brahmaji you can't open mouth, he knows everything. See, a person you meet who knows everything, can you open your mouth? Because he says, what talk? I know already, he will say. Therefore you can't say. Therefore here at least you can bluff some people. So there you can't do that. So which is better? Which is better? You decide, okay? So here. But other fellows, they are Ayaram, Gayaram, Bala, they go come and back. That is also sad. That is to praise this knowledge. If you are on the way as a sannyasi also, pursuing this learning Vedanta only, giving up everything else, you are safe. If you can't make it here, then you are going to make it later. That is all provided. Therefore, he has all the life, he is safe. Other person, we don't know. We are not sure of it. Therefore, he Arjuna, yogi bhava, vyavasayatmika buddhi kuru, traigunya vishaya vedaha, nistraigunyo bhava. Say what? Nistraigunyo bhava, nitya sattvasto bhava. May be contemplative. Don't bother all the good stuff in Veda, don't work for that. Only study for this knowledge. Like that Bhagavan himself openly telling again and again with this verse, I conclude this class and we are going to meet again, and I want all of you, see, for Arshavidya Gurukulam, the biggest function in the year is Shivaratri. And I've been celebrating Shivaratri with Swamiji from 1973 onwards. How many years? Can you imagine? And those days Pujya Swamiji will sit with us in the temple with morning Abhishekam, and to start 7 o'clock Om Namah Shivaya chanting, evening 7 o'clock, and then big Abhishekam, Maharati, and night 9 to 12 Pujya Swamiji himself will chant so beautiful Om Namah Shivaya. That was the Shanti. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.